I'm Sean Crawford. The University of Illinois Springfield will have a new chancellor for the first time in nearly a decade. Susan Cook announcing she'll retire effective June 30th. No successor has been chosen at this time. I had a chance to speak with the chancellor about her time at UIS, what's been accomplished, and the challenges that remain. Chancellor, I read you had indicated this was a bittersweet decision, so why make this decision at this time?
You know, it is a bittersweet decision because I love the chancellor role, and it's just been an absolute delight for me to work with students, faculty, staff, donors, and members of the community. But you know, like anybody, you kind of come to a point in your life where you start thinking about some other things. In our case, we have a wonderful family that we would love to spend a little more time with. We'd also like to just kind of do some exploring and maybe try some new things. So I'm going to be departing on June 30th and then take a little sabbatical, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Well, talk about the campus during the time you've been at UIS, some of the changes you've overseen, and where things seem to be headed.
One of the most important things we've done is add new academic programs and, you know, really focus on growing the academic side of the institution. And many of those new programs are doing very, very well. The new exercise science program, data analytics, information systems security, even the theater program, though it's a fledgling program, is going to be very important for us. So I think that's very important. Of course, the student union was a critically important addition to the campus that absolutely would not have happened if it had not been for the generous support of our donors and the leadership of students. And finally, I would say, as I look back, I'm just really grateful for the tremendous financial support we've had from donors. The Reaching Stellar campaign has been going very, very well, and that's really enabling us to do more. So I'm just really grateful for all of that.
As you prepare to leave UIS, what are some of the priorities for the institution that you see going forward?
Well, priorities for the institution really do focus on continuing to grow the university in visibility, in reputation, and in enrollment. And I'm so proud that we're ranked the number one regional public university in Illinois, which really is a recognition of the great experience that we provide for students. But we are really going to have to continue that focus on growing the university, on growing the enrollment, on offering programs that will be programs that students are interested in pursuing, both at the undergraduate and at the graduate level. And we've been doing well on that, but that issue is going to be important. Of course, we're also going to have to continue to develop positive relationships in the community, and we've made great progress on that, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what additional relationships are going to grow. One, of course, is the UIS hub of the Illinois Innovation Network, and that's something that has been moving forward and doing better all the time, and I think we're going to see some great things happen there.
You mentioned enrollment, and of course, UIS is not that much different from some other institutions that have seen enrollment declines in recent years. You're optimistic that that trend can be reversed?
Well, I'm very pleased that we had an 18% increase in the size of the freshman class this last fall. We're seeing right now that applications and admits are up again this year, so we're working very hard to continue that trend. But the part of the challenge is that outflow of students from Illinois that, you know, all universities in Illinois are facing. And, you know, we need to work hard as a state to help communicate to students in every way that our state universities are a good place to pursue your education. And that will increase the number of students that actually stay in the state. So it's a challenging environment. There's no doubt about it. But I think UIS is well prepared to meet that challenge.
The UIS Innovation Hub that you discussed a moment ago is downtown in Springfield. There's been a lot of talk about the campus developing more of a presence in the downtown area. Can you give us any idea where that stands at this point?
Well, we are very committed to that project of creating a downtown presence. And the governor is very much behind the Discovery Partners Institute and the Innovation Network. I'm anticipating that there will be more positive news about that in the next week or so. And as you may know, there's been a significant appropriation for that. We're anticipating that a robust funding will come our way for that. But in the meantime, Innovate Springfield is just increasing in its impact, more and more clients there, and they're bursting at the seams. They really need bigger space. So that is definitely going to be a high priority for the university going into the future.
Of course, there's been some publicized labor unrest on this campus during your tenure. The faculty union, I believe, held what amounted to almost a no-confidence vote with the administration last year. And part of that concern seems to be where faculty is saying that they don't have a say in campus operations, budgeting, things like that. Can you respond at all?
Well, labor relations are very, very important to us. And I make myself available to meet with faculty on a regular basis, and they know I'm always available to talk to them about any concerns. And that certainly will continue through the rest of my time here, and I certainly hope it will continue well beyond that. So we want to make sure that everyone feels valued here. That includes faculty, that includes staff, and that includes students. So I think that always needs to be a priority for the university. I'm certainly committed to that and will be so until my last day.
Well, you and your husband, I know, are involved in agriculture. Is that going to be part of your post-higher education career going forward?
Well, agriculture is certainly a very big part of my husband's life. I can't claim to have any expertise when it comes to ag. In fact, he's offered me an unpaid internship because he says I don't know anything, which I find a little bit insulting. But anyway, it's hard to know. I'm really excited to say I don't know exactly what I'm going to do next, and I think that's a good thing right now. I'm anticipating, of course, more time with family, which will be great fun. But beyond that, I'm going to let myself sit back and just think things over a little bit.
That most likely won't be in Springfield. You'll likely be moving?
You know, we anticipate that we'll be in Springfield for a while. We really love living here. But I think ultimately we're probably going to end up being a little bit closer to family.
Well, let me ask about your successor, whoever that might be. I believe the U of I president, Tim Killeen, indicated there would be a transparent process to replace you. Do you know anything about how that will go and maybe what a timeline is?
You know, I haven't had a chance to talk in any detail with the president yet. We will be doing that soon, but I'm very confident that there will be a very participatory process. And, you know, there's a way that universities do this, and I will be engaged with him in the coming weeks and months.
That's UIS Chancellor Susan Cook. She will retire June 30th. Cook has led the school for 9 years.